Welcome to Tony TV. Inspiring people across the planet to be a little kinder and a little more gentle with each other. Delivering inspirational TV, one story at a time, from my lounge to yours. I'm your host, Tony Lontis.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Radio Tony Live, and this is Everyday Business. And today we have the amazing Kelly Kingston. And before I introduce her formally, you need to know about this woman. So she's the world's leading wellness business specialist and educator, and known in the wellness industry as the Biz Queen. And Kelly is also an inspirational speaker, a transformational business specialist, and she's delivered individual group sessions, customized programs, and education to business in the holistic wellness industry for approximately 20 years. And she has a number of best-selling books. She is a keynote speaker, a global film producer, a charity executive, and a wellness practitioner. And I am so delighted to have her live on the show with you this morning. So good morning, Kelly.
Thank you so much, Tony. It is an honor and a privilege to be here with you.
So I've been talking to you earlier today about your fabulous new book. We will get to that later in the show. And I firstly wanted to talk about you and your journey and then how you got into business. So tell me about you, Kelly Kingston.
Okay. Kelly Kingston. Oh, my gosh. So I first learned to understand who I was on my journey when I started my healing journey about wanting to heal different aspects of myself. I had massive anxiety. I wasn't in control of my life. My life was turmoil, and I just needed to follow that healing aspect of myself. So I started to get a lot of massages. I had two small children, and my marriage at that particular point in time was very rocky. So my holistic aspect of self was just depleting rapidly. And I had no idea about spirituality. I had no idea about anything like that. I just, you know, just grew up in the modern world of, you know, just do what you do, just to survive. So I started to get lots of massages, and I was feeling so amazing after I had a massage. So I decided to become a massage therapist. And unbeknownst to myself, when I was massaging people, I was really good at it. People were saying, oh my gosh, Kelly, I've had so many massages, but not anything like what you're delivering. So I started to create a little bit of a clientele, and then started to then, you know, step into the space of giving people massages, which absolutely lit me up, because not only was I healing myself by stepping into something that I loved, I was actually helping and supporting other people at the same time, which is, you know, I was always wanting to, you know, be around beautiful people and help them and support them and whatever that looked like. So then I started up a little clinic. It was only a small home-based business, but I was extremely busy. Didn't feel like a small home-based business, but that's what it was. And as I grew into understanding more about the muscle tones, the body, and the energetics, I then stepped into energetic alignment and studied the energetics of our body systems inside and out. Yeah. And then I bought a bioresonance indigo frequency machine that supported the aspects of our energetic levels, our DNA, and our internal organs to be vibrating at the frequency of what they're meant to be vibrating at when we are not, when our body is in a dysfunctional aspect, which is dis-ease.
How does that machine work, Kelly? I wanted to ask you after the show this morning and I didn't get back to it. So I thought, right, I'm going to ask you now, how does that machine work?
Okay. So the machine, it just sits just over here. And what I, is, Tony, if I was to give you a bioresonance indigo trainings, we can't call them treatments because it's a training of the vibrational aspects of ourself. And so I need your full name at birth. I need your date of birth. I need where you were born and where you currently reside now. And that, and if you know the time of your birth, that gives a more accurate reading, but it's not a necessity. Yeah. And so then I then put that into the functions of the bioresonance machine, and I can either treat you in my clinic or I can treat you while you sleep or while you lay in your own bed or in your own lounge room and give you a training resonance process virtually.
Yeah.
And it's like your radio station, like, you know, when you say radio, when we tune in the radio frequency to where we're actually hosting, we get a very good signal and receiving message. Well, it's very, very, very similar on par. When we tune your individual frequency into the bioresonance machine, it automatically tunes into your frequency to be able to support what is dysfunctional in the aspects of you in your physical form living this, you in your spiritual form living this physical experience.
And you can do that virtually, so I don't have to be in a room with you. Is that what you're telling me?
That's exactly right, yes.
So you can do this for someone listening in the US or Canada or the UK, anywhere they like?
Anywhere on the face of Earth. And
wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty special.
Yes.
I'm glad I asked you about that now, because I got off the show this morning and thought, oh, I want to know what that machine's about. Okay, so you were in massage and you had this amazing machine, business was going well, but you were still not where you thought you should be. And so, and your marriage was not in a good place. And then, so tell us what happened then.
So I ended up leaving my husband and I went on this self-healing journey with my children and myself, and started to really investigate different areas of what I didn't get taught at school that could really support me. And I was going through this really, you know, soul-searching journey of going, you know, if I spent 12 years at school, why didn't I learn these life lessons? And why am I struggling so much in my day-to-day life in having to understand why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling and why there isn't enough information, knowledge, help and support out there that can help me right now, because I didn't know who to turn to, I didn't know where to go, I didn't know who to speak to. And, you know, if you don't know who to speak to or where to go, you're completely lost. Like,
absolutely. And the thing is, Kelly, when you're in the in that space, you really feel very alone. So you don't know who to talk to or where to go. And it's only as you start to find answers to those questions within yourself that you discover that there are amazing people out there to help you on this life journey. And Kelly, you're one of those.
Yeah, absolutely, Tony. Like, you know, it's the weave, the web we weave while we are on this planet is absolutely incredible. And you know what? So many people can resonate to what I'm about to say, and some people may not resonate, is that, you know, we have a soul contract here on Earth, and we need to fulfill the soul contract. And we come into this world unknowingly knowing what we're actually meant to be fulfilling for our purpose, for the here and now. And then we have to then open so many doors and close so many doors and open so many doors. And then once we come to the realization, oh my gosh, 46 years into this journey, I might add, like, it's not 4 years, it's not 5 years. It's like a lot of time of experiences that we then go, Oh my gosh.
Why didn't I know this when I was 20?
Why didn't they just tell me? Or why didn't I just leave myself some breadcrumbs with a book so I could dig it out under the ground where I could quickly read and go, oh my gosh, thank you. Why couldn't I just fast track this? But anyway, it's all an experience and it is what it is. But now I lost what I was actually going to say, Tony.
We were in business. You'd left your husband.
Yes.
You were on a soul searching journey.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mr. Right.
Well, actually, there was a bit of a gap between there because it was my kids, and then I met another guy that I went to school with, and we resonated. Yeah. And then it was a one night stand. Well, it wasn't a one night stand. We became friends, I think, and then I fell pregnant. Yes. And I had my third child, and I thought this man was, you know, beautiful and everything, but he could not commit. And I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
And I was going through the realizations at this particular point in time is what am I not committing to for this man not commit to me and my family, because he said that he wanted to be with us and everything. Anyway, cutting a long story, that relationship did not work. And then it ended up being extremely toxic for me and the children. And so I left that relationship and then went and lived in a small country town with my children and went back to basics, Tony. Drew from Brisbane City, went to the mountains of Killarney out near the Warwick region, and then that is where I immersed myself so heavily into really finding out and understanding what I'm actually doing and what that looks like, because everything I was doing did not feel right, although it might have the thought process has gone, oh yeah, that makes sense, but it just wasn't feeling right. So here and here just weren't connecting in with my intuition, which is my third brain, connecting to all that aspects. So withdrew from my family. I withdrew from all my friends. Well, my supposed friends.
Yes.
Because they weren't really friends.
Yeah.
And once I realized this, you know, you go through and go, oh my gosh, hands in the face again, bending to the knees and going, oh, what is all this for? Why are we doing this? And how does this all work? Like, holy moly, like, let's be real here, everybody.
Yeah.
I can't be living these untruths and these things that no longer serve me, because it's just not authentic. And being in this space, it was just incongruent to the awakening of different aspects of who I wanted to be in this lifetime. So then I was there for 2.5 years, and then I met my man. My man. Oh my gosh. So I manifested him. And what I did through my own processes of wanting to, I got a piece of paper and I wrote down I can't even remember the topic that I used. It was the male.
I can still remember mine. I wrote a whole story about him, what he looked like, what he did, what his personality was like, and it works, people.
Oh my gosh, it works, because I did exactly the same thing, Tony. I wrote it. I think I was going through the love languages, and when I was writing him, and I wanted him to be a male version of myself that had the traits that I wasn't the expert in, that I wanted him to have, so that we could support each other in the reflections of self within personal and personal, and I'm going to say business, because while we're not in our personal lives, we're doing business, or if we're not doing business, we're an employee, or we're a consultant, or anything. So the personal and business life needed to kind of, you know, support and balance. Exactly right. So I called him in, and within 2 weeks, I put a date on mine, Tony, and within two of writing that, he appeared. But he appeared not in the way that I kind of wrote it down, so it wasn't clear to me that that's what it was. But the more and more times I was actually meeting this man, and it was quite a peculiar, because the men that I would attract into my life were totally the opposite of what I was actually attracting.
I know.
So
the opposites.
Was dark, bulky, you know, the gym junkie and all that kind of stuff. Where Graham was totally different, and different in a good way, I might add.
Yes.
Very awesome way. And so the more time I spent with this man, I had these feelings come over me like, holy crap, you know.
Yeah.
I was more attracted to the wholeness of this man and just not one particular aspect of who he was. And I've just gone, this has never happened. Before, like, holy crap,
you know? same completely opposite. I had always been with this ex sort of man, and here was this surfing computer nerd, and he was perfect.
And when you say surfing computer nerd, Graham's a surfer, he loves the outdoors, and he's an accountant, like an international business intelligence specialist that was doing international business and superannuation and really kind of nerdy stuff that I kind of just like give me you know, the outrageous naughty boy, and that's what I was attracted to. But then I was over here, and then I've gone, there's a whole new race of men or man over here, and I've just gone, holy so for one reason or another, I went overseas. I set up a charity business deal, and then Graham got involved in it. And then when I came back in from Singapore and met him at the Currumbin Surf Club, that was where the connection started. Like, it was like my heart was beating outside of my body. And then he invited me to go out for drinks, and I've just gone, okay, I'm going to do this.
Yes.
One thing led to another. We ended up, we said that we weren't going to do pleasure. It was all about business, and then that was it. But he wrote me a letter, Tony, saying, I need to get the elephant off chest, and I really want to be a part of your life, and I'd much rather have a personal relationship with you than a business relationship. And went on and on and on and on, and from that day forward, it was like our personal relationship came first, and then our business relationship came second. And now, because we're so in alignment with all aspects of our life, our business is our passion and our purpose, so it totally aligns with everything we stand for. So not only do we get up every morning and love what we do, we walk our walk, we talk our talk, and the aspects of that resonate and hone in to manifesting who we want in our lives.
So that brings you to the business of Kelly Kingston. So you have such an amazing portfolio. I'm not quite sure where to start, but let's talk about what you do in your everyday business. And then I want to get to your speaking and your books and your courses and your retreat.
Okay. Yeah. So which one do you want me to talk about first?
Just let's talk about what you do in your everyday business. What's the core of what you do?
Okay, so the core of what I do is pretty well much supporting, consulting. I help people get their business foundations right and get them on the right track. So pretty well much my one-on-one business alignment processes are the ones that I do on a day-to-day basis. I do group, small group sessions. friends, yes. Predominantly women are my ideal client,
yes.
that they have their tribe. So I've got a group yes. of ladies from Byron Bay at the moment, and they said, Kelly, we so love what you do. We get together and we talk about you and you know, we go, oh my gosh, she's such a beautiful heart-centered woman, and she's actually, you know, she's kicking goals. And I've yes. just gone, oh my gosh, you know, thank you so much for one. And then they go, would you please do a group session with us? Because we're yes. all friends for so long and we're all talking about you and we're all needing to step up in our business.
Yeah.
I would absolutely love to. So they asked me to give a quote on a price for a group yes. session. So I gave them the quote. They loved it. And, yeah, so I also
so
do
now you groups. Fantastic. And and your the way that you teach and educate is the intertwining of what we would think of as traditional business with spirituality. And that's really important for people to grasp that concept of the connection between the spirit of us as individuals and the businesses that we run. And I love that you do that. And in your new book, which I just want to touch on briefly, and just so the viewers can see, it's called Your Ultimate Wellness Business Guide, and it talks about aligning the 13, it talks about aligning your 13 chakras with 13 business planning principles, and it's an amazing book. And for those of you that are listening, if you've got a piece of paper, jot down Kelly's website, which is wellnessbusinessacademy.org. That's wellnessbusinessacademy, all one word, .org. And you'll be able to find all about Kelly, her programs, her books, and contact her. But before, I just wanted to pop that in case I forgot. I didn't want to forget to point everyone towards your wonderful business site. I've got Kelly's book, by the way, so full disclosure here, and I love it, and I'm slowly working my way through it because it's got so much depth of information and it's being really helpful. She's also included some meditation mantras in that book as well. So besides the group and individual therapy, the books and the book writing, you do retreats as well. And I know that you've just announced a retreat, and I would love you to tell everyone about what the next retreat looks like, where it is, and what's going to happen.
Absolutely. So the next retreat is all about your ultimate wellness business guide retreat. Okay. And yes. And I'm working alongside of the beautiful Tracy Horton. Yes. And Tracy and I have come up with a formula that really, 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 really works and supports everybody that is wanting to take their business to the next level. So Tracy is the woman whisperer. And when... She definitely is. And so Tracy's... modalities with what she does is she helps heal and bring out the trauma that we have from a wound space. So Tracy has this program that she's putting together called Cell G, and this is a program or a process, I should say, that helps you get to the cellular level of any aspects of trauma that you have within you to release it and get it out, because we cannot go into a higher vibration taking on board anything that no longer serves us. So we have to get it out to be able to allow new energies to come through to bring in what serves us to embark on the next aspects of our journey here on Earth. So, Tracy will be doing 3 days, and then we'll be doing a reflection day, and we're bringing in some guest speakers about how you can be your best in your business. And Graham's actually going to be talking about that from not only an accountant's perspective, but from a a spiritual has interpreted for himself. Living with me for the last 8 years, it has been a massive journey for him because he wasn't very when we first met. So he has really, really stepped into his spiritual journey and really been able to manifest his ideal clients, because his older ideal clients are no longer the same ideal clients that he used to have. And so he kind of is now growing with he used to be a firm believer in, I can't see it, so I don't believe it. So the energies, he's gone, I just don't understand energies. How does it work? I'm so like, well, if you put your hand in front of your mouth, that's a vibration, that's an energy. And he goes, oh, okay. Yes. So just because I can't see it doesn't mean you can't feel it. And so we will then go through those processes. And then he had the light bulb moment where it goes, oh my gosh, okay, that's what it is. So we reflected off each other. He taught me business, I taught him spirituality. And so the best way that I actually got to actually put this amazing, amazing business guy together wouldn't have been able to be possible without him at all. Because I was asking some of the most weirdest, some of the stupidest questions you could possibly ever imagine, because it didn't make sense to me. And any wonder it didn't make sense, because it was for the man. It was for the masculine. It was for the strong.
And I was just going to ask you, Kelly, do you think it, like, for women, it's kind of easy for us to be in that spiritual place and think from an intuitive place? Do you think that it's harder for men, or is it just that they're never introduced to those concepts as readily as women are?
Okay, so I don't speak for men, but I speak from my own opinion and experience on what I've actually seen. Yes. And depending on the male, so if the male is a little bit more feminine within their energy, yes, they then go through the spiritual process a lot easier. But for the heavier blokey bloke that is starting to, you know, look a little bit into that feminine energetic space of spirituality. And spirituality is just not feminine. It has to be the masculine energetics of the frequency that's balanced out. So I just needed to pop that in there. But a lot of men that from, you know, when my grandfather, when I was growing up and my grandfather was the man of the house, if I had introduced spirituality to him, he would have thought that I was like, you know, what's she on? It's accepted more in our society these days because of the...
Thankfully,
due to the whole energetics of our planetary systems, our cosmos, universal, from a galactic aspect. You know, like, there's so many energies that are happening with the transitional aspects of what is happening, you know, in the world right now, from not only from Earth's perspective, but from a universal perspective. Yeah. And there's so many alignments happening with our planets, with the different solar systems, with new energies coming through. And if we aren't accepting of these new energies, it's going to impact every aspect of our internal organs right through to our cellular level of DNA. And if we're not ready for that, people will... take matters into their own hands to how they actually deal with these things, whether it's alcohol, whether it's smoking, whether it's smoking marijuana, whether it's having prescription drugs to numb it and null it. And what's the word that I'm looking for? Suppress the different aspects of it. So, you know, I'm a really firm believer that everything that we have going on in our bodies, whether it's a dis-ease or an illness,
yes,
or something, but there, yes, is a natural remedy for things. And I don't discard doctors or hospitals in any way, shape or form. Everything serves a purpose. You know, my sister, my brother-in-law had a quadruple heart bypass 2 weeks ago. Now, you can't discard miracles that people have been able to succumb to help make people's lives so much better than where they were. Because he, for nearly 50 years, was taught how to live the way his mom and his dad lived, and that no longer serves us. And that's why we only live to 50 or 60. But we have so much more knowledge where we can live to 100, 110, 120, 150, and it's limitless, really, once you think about it.
Yeah.
So I am just a firm believer in just allowing and accepting, and new people that come into my life are coming in for a reason or a season, and I'm going to embrace those relationships as much as I possibly can and, you know, support them and supporting me at the same time, because I am all about balance. I'm all about honoring, and I'm all about speaking my truth and being authentic to who I am. Because if I'm not authentic to who I am, I'm not being in the best space that I can possibly be in to delivering my purpose and passion to the planet.
Yeah. I'm sure you being in the place where you are, Kelly, are feeling similar to what I'm feeling at the moment, that it's like the earth is waking up at a different level. We're all thinking that there's things across the world that we no longer want to tolerate. And I'm thinking that you're probably finding that with the people that you connect with at the moment from across the world, that they're people are looking for that higher level connection and a higher way of doing life, I guess.
Absolutely, Tony. You know, I think people are sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired about, you know, people just, you know, using them for whatever reason. You know, let's be real about this. You know, there's still people out there that'll want to ride your wave and be a part of it for what reason, and they'll put another mask on, and they'll put another mask on, and they'll put another mask on. But let me tell you right now, for anyone that's listening that are putting those masks on, you're gonna have to peel back those masks. And you need to really peel back, because to be true to you, you cannot be anybody else but you. And so masks just don't work. They don't. No. I'd much rather not peel back any more masks and just be my true authentic self and be congruent and be truthful and be balanced and deliver my message that I absolutely friggin' love, and supporting people at the same time.
Yeah. One point I want to go back to when we were talking about DNA and trauma, I just wanted to mention to those of you that are listening that it's been proven that the trauma in your life goes into your cells at a DNA level. And that DNA level of trauma can be passed on generation to generation. So what Kelly's talking about is incredibly important for healing future generations. If you don't get in and heal that DNA level of trauma in your own life, for those of you that have that trauma, it gets passed on for the next generation to heal. And we need to start doing our own healing so that it doesn't get passed on to via our DNA to the next level, the next generation, because they're going to have enough to cope with as it is.
Absolutely. And Tony, not only is it like generational, so here's another one that really annoyed me, okay?
Yes.
Well, people saying that my grandmother has bowel cancer and that if it was inevitable that my mother was going to get bowel cancer and then it was inevitable that I was going to get bowel cancer. So I was then going, gee whiz, thanks for letting me know how I was going to die. You know what I mean? So we not only get that ancestral patronage not coming through from a cellular level, but from a vibrational perspective, from other people's perspectives of what they think that they are seeing from their perception, leading on to, okay, so I can see, yep, she's got that, and obviously she's obviously going to get that. And the doctors are saying this. You know, if your mother's got breast cancer, you better go and have your mammograms, your breast tested every single 3 months or 6 months while they absolutely hammer your boobs with radiation. So it's inevitable that you're going to get breast cancer because it's already subconsciously being hammered into you.
So there's both a spiritual and a physical way to prevent that. So the spiritual is to not accept that in your life, number one, and then to just do proactively only what you need to do to make sure that you're healthy. So same for me, Kelly. There's that history of bowel cancer, but that's, I don't accept that. And in line with that, I have colonoscopies every 5 years, which will pick it up, and so it's not ever going to be part of my life story. Correct?
Absolutely. And colonoscopies and clonics are really, really good. So people go, oh my gosh, you got a what? And I'm still like, you know what? If you want to live a long, fruitful, non-disease functional life, you need to look after every aspect of oral offices that you have within your body so that you can be vibrant, so you are glowing, so that you don't have any pain in your body. Because if you have pain in your body, you have, and here's another saying you're going to love, Tony, you have issues in your tissues. And as soon as you release these issues in your tissues, then your body is then brought to ease.
We
can only function at our best when we are balanced and everything is in alignment for who we are and what we are doing here on planet Earth. And that is it.
And that means that you have to work on yourself. You have to work on your mind and you have to understand where things are causing you angst or anger or fear. And you can change that. You have the power. Your mind is the most amazing biological computer ever. And so you can change your life by the way you think and deal. And if you have trauma, fear, any of those things in your life, you can change that. You have that capacity. The power is within you.
Yeah. And Tony, it's not just a mind thing either. Once we actually can step into a place of not feeling like we are alone, not feeling like we are lonely in our own aspects of self, but when we can sit there and really, really clear our mind to be able to sit in the aspects of nothingness, okay? So it's nothingness. Yes. We are clearing our mind from personal, personalities, business, friends, life, everything, and we're putting ourselves up into the ether of the know-nothinglessness of nothing. Okay, to be able
that's so good for you. Like if people could only understand the power in So a meditative process where you just shut the world out and just be.
Well, it's not shutting.
So powerful.
Yeah, but it's not shutting the world off. It's totally the opposite. Actually opening the world to you by not having limitations on who you are and the belief system and where you can actually take your consciousness to a physical form, to a universal form.
Yeah. And all of these concepts are fundamental in the way that you do business and help people. And it's about, because people don't know what they don't know. And until you start exploring and learning from people who have this information, like Kelly, again, you don't know how great your life can be, how wonderful you can be as a person until you start doing that work, searching for the answers and finding out your true and authentic self.
Yeah. And so, you know, we go on this journey of searching, but sometimes the answers are right in our face and we don't have to search. And we just need to be open enough to be accepting who or what is in front of us to actually learn the lessons or take them out for coffee or have a little chat or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just that mind chatter. And instead of dismissing those little thoughts that pop into your head, it's actually going, what would that look like? What would that mean if I met that person? And instead of going, oh, no, they would never talk to me or, oh, no, they would never want to, actually reaching out and saying, hi, I saw you. I want to talk to you. Would you be open to that? And off you go. And you just... when you are open to those things in your life, and I'm with Kelly in this, I absolutely believe that people come into your life for a reason, a season, or forever, and it's about finding those, because everybody has something that you can learn about. If you are inclined to stay quietly, not actively seeking more knowledge, then you deprive yourself of everything that you could be and should be. Because if you deprive if the world was deprived of Kelly, the world is poorer for it. Yeah. And if Kelly had decided that she was just a little bit too scared to put herself out into the world, we would not be able to, Kelly would not be able to impact all the people that she impacts at the moment. And her business is only increasing in strength and reach. And there will be amazing outcomes just because Kelly decided to live her authentic life. And that doesn't always mean that it's this big life. Perhaps your authentic self is quietly looking after the elderly. Don't underestimate that is any less powerful than what Kelly or I do, because who knows who will see you or what happens when you do that thing that is you and uniquely you.
Yeah.
And for Kelly in particular, she doesn't know who she's going to influence, and they may be the next Prime Minister of Australia. They may discover a cellular technology that will change the world. You don't know. But if Kelly didn't do what she did, or I didn't do what I did, then we deprive the world of something magical and magnificent.
Yes, we do. And that's living our true, authentic life that we were born to live.
Yeah. So everyone, Kelly, I, or any of the women, wonderful women that we work with, we all have those times in our lives where we think, oh, that's a bit, should I, you know, should I be doing this or should I? But we step into our intuition and go, no, I really feel that I need to do it. We're going to do it anyway. And by simply doing that, that means that we create a ripple effect across the world, and we have no idea what that ripple effect will eventually be, but it's important that we start it, isn't it, Kelly?
Absolutely. You know, you don't know until you actually start something, and you know, that's why we map it out. Okay, so yes. The mapping of life is the different aspects of you're writing it down. I want to go on this trip and this trip and this trip, and just yes. say you went on a world trip, and Tony and I were 45 days around the world in experiencing this, and we've mapped it out, and then we get in 15 days and we go, oh my gosh, I really love it here, Tony. can we stay an extra day and you know, not go
and do this?
So it just needs to be changed a little bit for the situations and circumstances for the now.
Yes. Correct. So you can have a grand scheme of what you think it might look like, but as you go on that journey, you just don't know what's going to show up. You just don't know the people that you're going to meet. You just don't know. And that's exciting. That's an exciting, wonderful way to live.
Absolutely. So when did you say we're going on that world trip, Tony?
Oh, no, I've just had this amazing vision, and I'm thinking, okay, Radio Tony, we could go there and do that and there and do that and there and do that. I'll take my microphone with me and we're all good.
Yeah, absolutely.
That actually does, and the importance of just dreaming, never underestimate the importance of just dreaming. And I'm a huge dreamer. I have massive dreams and massive visions. And when you're talking about a 45-day world tour, my little heart is going bang, 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 because I love to dream big. Now, I don't know what that looks like. I don't know when that might happen. But it's just the seed of something that might grow into something amazing. And again, that's right. That's right. And speaking of world trips, we might just have to wait until this little virus situation gets sorted. But then, you know, again, why not plan anyway? Because who knows what's around the corner?
You're manifesting it. You're bringing it closer towards you. The more you write it, the more you get it out there and create the reality that you want for your physicality, the more that it will happen.
Yeah, that's right. And again, coming back to that power of the physical action of writing down your visions, goals and strategies, powerful stuff for changing not only your life but also your business, because there's something about the physical writing down that connects your brain to what you've written down and then puts it out into the universe, and it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and the aspect of that, Tony, is as you're writing, you're releasing different aspects to bring in the new so that you can step into that space and fully own it.
Yeah, exactly. So Kelly, we've still got some time left, and before we run out of time, I want to know about your big dreams and visions for the future.
Oh my gosh, Tony, I don't even know where to start.
Oh no, see, that's I've been keeping this question right till the last because I knew it would be a good one, and I really want to know. Tell me your big visions for the future.
So my big vision for the future is I really want to be able to travel is high on my list. And so I want to be able to go around the world into all the countries and have my book translated, learn different languages, and get people that are struggling in their life, in their business, to get them to understand how they can best utilize my book in every possible way, because this book is not just for business startups, it's for businesses that are in business for 3, 5 years, 6 years, 10
years. Absolutely.
that want to realign themselves and change, maybe add a new product or change a little bit of the direction or whatever the case may be, you can pick this book up and be in your business in any area, in any time, and this will help you get clarity to stay, to give you a direction and then to stay focused on that. And one of my biggest things that if you hear some of my other lives is you're procrastinating in your business, you don't have clarity, you don't have direction, and you can't stay focused on something that you're not clear about, and you don't stay in your own lane. So you curve into other people's lanes and think that that's okay when it's not okay. Totally not okay. So I want to travel the world and I want to support people in understanding business that are in the wellness industry, that are searching. Peak performing wellness business owners is my ideal client, and I want to serve them so that they can actually get to their peak in their business by understanding the formulas of how to raise the frequency of your personal body embodiment for you and your business structure through the mantra system. So not only are they physically writing it, they are listening, they're processing, we're raising the energies, and then we're bringing in the mantras so that you can listen to the vibration and surround yourself with the aspects of who you want to become in your business.
And so that's a big bodacious plan, particularly when you think about the current world situation and the virus. But just listening to you talk about that, I can see it. And this often happens to me when I talk to people about their big dreams. I just have a vision. And I can see that happening already for the people that I talk to. So I can definitely see that happening for you, Kelly. So we have 4 minutes left, and I want to take the last 4 minutes for you to tell us a bit more about where people can get this guidebook. And it's Kelly's new book. And I'll over to you so you can tell our listeners where they can get the book, the best place to get it.
Okay, so the first place you can go is to go to my website, www.wellnessbusinessacademy.org, and on the first top of the tabs, you'll see book, click on book, and the book will pop up. Click on the book, and then you can go there and purchase the book. It is as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Yes. Yep. And your group trainings, individual trainings and retreats are also on wellnessbusinessacademy.org.
So the retreat is, the one-on-ones are, the groups are not, because they are.
So they contact you.
Specifically. To get that training done. And normally a majority of my work is one-on-one, and it's based on word of mouth. So people love what I do for them, and they talk about it. And you know what? Sometimes they don't need to talk about it because their business is booming by the time I'm finished with them, and it speaks for themselves.
And that's, at the end of the day, that's what drives you, is people living passionately with thriving businesses, living in alignment and living their best lives.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Why go, we only have one life, so why not live it to your absolute best and absolute fullest? And the same goes for your business. If you're in business, you should be passionately enjoying a thriving business.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Tony.
Yeah. And the date of that retreat and where it is, the big retreat that you've got coming up.
Okay, so the retreat is in October, from the 9th of October to the 18th of October, and we're having it up in Port Douglas. So I was at a networking event.
Beautiful place.
Yes, yes, yes. So I was at a networking event and I was talking to one of the ladies at the networking event, and I said to her, I'm organizing a retreat. I'm not too sure where I want to have it, but Bali is like one of my most favorite places. And she says, oh my gosh, yeah. There's a place called Fort Douglas and it's called the Niramea. And it's got villas. And she said, it's just absolutely amazing. And as soon as I looked at it, it was like, everywhere. So I'm in communications with them, organizing everything up there, and it's just going to be really a jam-packed 9 days worth of unpacking,
yes,
from a traumatic or not. You know, what Tracy offers is elements where you can actually eliminate things that are in your sphere, in your
yes
personal life that no longer serves you, to unpack that,
get
to
move aside,
so that you can then step into your business when you have your 3 days with me of absolutely alignment and focus, so that we have the direction in which we know where we want to go, and there's second guessing that aspect and that space.
Oh, Kelly, we are completely out of time. It's been just a divine pleasure talking to you and exploring how your business works and how you work with others. Thank you so much for coming on Radio Tony Everyday Business with me. And I look forward to further conversations in the future. Over to you, Don. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you for watching and listening to Tony TV. For more inspirational stories, join us next week. Bye for now.